The investigation continues into the hepatitis C outbreak at Exeter Hospital and is now moving to several other states. This week, officials at a hospital in Poughkeepsie, New York, are testing about 25 former patients who underwent procedures at the time technician David Kwiatkowski worked there. Kwiatkowski is the man New Hampshire authorities say is responsible for 30 patients at Exeter Hospital contracting the disease. Those patients may be able to take part in an experimental hepatitis C treatment that its backers say could improve outcomes for those patients while minimizing their side effects and other complications that some patients see under traditional treatment regimens. Dr. Raymond Chung is director of hepatology at Massachusetts General Hospital, which has been working on an arrangement to bring the experimental treatment to the affected patients at Exeter. He joins us now. Dr. Chung, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Can you first give us a general idea of the established treatments for hepatitis C?
The history of hepatitis C treatment has been largely monochromatic in that it has been based on interferon as a backbone of treatment, if you will. The issue with these treatments is that the interferon is a systemic injection and as such produces a very broad litany of side effects. So these treatments, while approved for therapy, have a limited applicability to all patients. So we're on the cusp of, I think, very important advances insofar as our ability to move into a world that is now interferon-free. And I think that's, for many of us in the field, the holy grail of treatment.
And this experimental treatment that would be available to the people affected in Exeter, that's the next step on this transition to the newer treatments.
Absolutely. So what is in deep discussion now in terms of the development of a trial being offered to the folks involved in this unfortunate episode would really incorporate just those advances. I mean, so there are now oral agents, one of which blocks an important viral function responsible for its being able to replicate, and combining it into a two-drug regimen that's all oral, and just as importantly, I should say, is a very brief regimen, relatively speaking. I mean, we're talking about a three-month duration. And our hope here is that given the very idea that many of these patients, if not most of them, by virtue of their having been in a cardiac catheterization lab, are not eligible for interferon-based regimens for some of the reasons I outlined earlier. And with that, effectively have no options for treatment. Now, you know, hepatitis C is a long-running condition, but for persons who have been stigmatized by this recent episode and infection, I think the availability of a therapeutic regimen that could produce high rates of clearance, I think is something that it's very important for us to make available to this group.
What has the reaction been, if any, from patients and their families? Have they been showing interest in taking part in the experimental treatments?
There's been a great deal of interest on the part of patients and their families. And I think the premise here, I think, is that with the availability of this regimen, we can envision a scenario wherein this treatment could be offered. And again, if these patients experience a sustained clearance and a cure of the infection, that, of course, will be the most desirable outcome. But if for any reason they don't succeed with this regimen, we and they should know that that currently existing therapy is still a potential backup strategy if treatment were still desired at that point in time. So I think the most important message that I've been transmitting to patients and their families has really been that as unfortunate as events have been, there could not be in many ways a better time to deal with this insofar as the array of possible options emerging.
Dr. Chung, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Raymond Chung is director of hepatology at Massachusetts General Hospital. You can find more of our ongoing coverage of the hepatitis C outbreak at Exeter Hospital at our website, nhpr.org.